Councilman Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, my governor is dumber than your governor. We'll also be covering the Republican debate, who won, plus fall is upon us, so here comes pumpkin spice season. Can I hear the cheers from the audience? Oh, you're just as excited as I am. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, your favorite far-right shock jock, and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Once again, it's exciting to be here. I've had a lot of coffee, and I'm angry about a certain thing that I will discuss. Actually, a couple things that I will discuss. So for those of you who love it when I rant a little bit, stay tuned. Hey, before I get there, churchandstate.media, once again, go to our website, download our shows, share them everywhere. In fact, we're starting to do some clips, so you can take those and share them all over the place. They're about one-minute clips, so and they point to Church and State, so please share those as well. Also, you can take advantage of all of our fine affiliates, and we've got some great ones, as usual. So many good ones. Who am I going to talk about? The Tuttle Twins. Why not? They're great. I love the Tuttle Twins. Love these books. Love the cartoons. Watch them with my kids all the time. Read the books with them. I love it. I'm so happy when I can walk into the house after a long day of work and my kids are not sitting in front of the television. No, they're all sitting on the couch, calmly reading Tuttle Twins. It's adorable. And I know they're getting a good message. So for those of you who want to make sure that your kids are protected from drag queen story hour, set them up for success by taking advantage of the Tuttle Twins. If you want to donate to us specifically, head on over to the donate button. There's a couple ways you can do it. It's either down at the bottom or right there at the top. You can also send Bitcoin if you'd like to do that as well. And if you want to contact us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. Now, I'm recording this show on Thursday, and as I was coming in, I was listening to the news, and what did I hear? Well, Starbucks, which don't get me started on them, burnt coffee nastiness, but they have decided today that they're going to release their fall flavors, which of course includes pumpkin spice. Where's all the white girls at? That's right. I know you. I'm calling you out. You know, it's funny. For some odd reason, as soon as fall is upon us, all these white women start dressing like Han Solo. You know what I'm talking about. You got the vest. You got the tight pants. You got the boots. All you need is a blaster. But instead, you replace that blaster with a big old venti cup of Starbucks pumpkin spice. What is it about you? Why do you like this flavor? This flavor is nasty. It's disgusting. It makes me sick. Now, I know I'm a highly opinionated person. That's why you watch this show. Highly opinionated people such as myself are entertaining. Not only to watch on video, but you can ask all my friends. We're fun to be around. Ask them. I didn't pay them off. But seriously, why do you drink this stuff? Look, pumpkin pie is okay. It's not my favorite of the pies, and I love pie. I will take pie over cake any day of the week. But pumpkin pie, there's only one way that's acceptable to eat pumpkin pie, and that's it's so covered in whipped cream that you can't even tell what you're eating. Like, I don't want to see any of it. I just want this white blob in front of me. Okay, but for some reason, you all think it's delicious to throw that flavor in your coffee and walk around and stare at pumpkins. Why do you do that? Stop. Just stop, okay? Drink coffee like normal people. Stop going to Starbucks, for that matter. But just stop ordering the weird pumpkin spice flavor. We'll all be better off for that. All right. I also wanted to talk about a shirt that I saw on the internet the other day. Boy, this was fun. I actually shared it on Church and State, so you can actually go over there on our Facebook page and check it out. But this shirt, they're literally giving away for free right now. Okay, and the shirt says, the earth is not flat. Vaccines work. We've been to the moon. Chemtrails aren't a real thing. Climate change is real. Stand up for science. Could you imagine being this stupid to put this shirt on? I feel like I want to get one of these shirts just to burn live on the radio or on the camera here. Although that might get me charged for a hate. Would that get me charged for a hate crime, you think, guys? Possibly. Yeah, we could find out. Chris is over there like, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. You better bake me a cake in prison, Chris. But look at this. Let's just examine this real quick. All right, I'm going to bypass the first one. But vaccines work. Do they? Because I seem to recall a number of people dying and getting horribly ill off of the vaccine. And even going back to the Spanish influenza, which, of course, they love to point out that this one, that masks were actually, they were wearing masks all the way back in 1918, and it worked. Now, when you actually look at the data, the vast majority of people who died from the Spanish flu was, they died from a bacterial pneumonia. And where did they get that? From wearing masks. So yeah, no, the vaccines, I think as a whole, or at least for the people that watch my show, we're rejecting that one, okay? We've been to the moon. Audience, stop whatever you're doing right now and go look at the video footage that India just released of their moon landing. Watch that, please, because I did. And you're like, this is a cartoon. It is the worst footage. I mean, we did better back in the 60s with our fake moon landing than these guys did with the modern technology. It's shocking. Okay, no, I think actually a lot of Americans are waking up to the fact that, no, we didn't actually land on the moon. Okay, chemtrails aren't a thing, really. Just look up. Why do some planes just release a contrail where it dissipates rather quickly in the air, and other planes have this cloud of vapor that slowly dissipates all across the sky and gives us a cloudy haze? What's that about? Why is there a patent for this type of technology? Why did China admit to seeding the clouds to ensure that it didn't rain during the Olympics? Yeah, no, chemtrails are real, okay? Climate change is real. And, of course, they're referring to man-made climate change. Enough already. This is your god. And you literally are worshiping Mother Earth. It's Gaia worship. And you think that we are going to be able to engage in all these green activities that are going to save the world. I'm so tired of it. And I know most of my audience is so sick of this as well. And stand up for science. You mean the real science? Because I'll stand up for the real science. But your weird science that you're currently pushing on the throats of every single person out there, the one that says that we can be any type of sex, that kind of science? Yeah, no, I'm going to reject that science too. But all of these things added up almost make you believe that, yeah, the earth is probably flat. Like, why did they include that one? Right? Is it just to make it look more insane for people who question all of these other things? But if you're putting it on that shirt, I'm, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. Maybe the earth is flat. And I've told you before, I'm not a flat earther, but I'm curious. Okay? But I just wanted to point that shirt out. If any of my audience buys one of these shirts, other than for the purpose of burning it, I'm going to be deeply disappointed in you. I might just walk away from the show entirely. So don't do that to me. Wait, you leftist, that doesn't count for you. I'm not going to walk away because you bought one. All right, moving on from there. Let's talk about Jay Inslee. Don't you love this guy? Talk about a guy who worships the climate change narrative. And when he ran for president, he got what, 0%? Yeah, the rest of the country loved that guy. But recently, there came a post that was shared. And I wanted to bring it out for my audience because I think it's important for you all to see. There's a very trusted source, an inside source, that is not willing to release who he is. He shared it with another individual who shared it for this individual. Okay, but he says, our aircraft have been grounded due to visibility. Today, we finally got to fly the Oregon Fire. Dave Ritchie, who is the aviation officer for Washington State Department of Natural Resources, grounded two Type 1 helicopters who were actively working bucket drops for a photo op with Governor Jay Inslee at the Deer Park Airport. They pulled two large aircraft from your fire for a photo op. As soon as it was over, both rotors were back on the fire. I can't in my position expose this, but if this gets out by word of mouth, it'd be nice. You lost 2 hours of bucket work from two Black Hawk helicopters. Wow. Does it surprise any of you? It certainly didn't surprise me when I read it. But I think we need to do our due diligence and make sure that this is spread everywhere, which is why I'm using my platform to do just that. Jay Inslee does not care about Washingtonians. And that is so obvious. We had that fire that destroyed the entire city. It was over Malden. It was Malden. Now, this was a very small little town close to Spokane here. Whole city was destroyed. And Jay Inslee came over and brought a box of maggot-infested apples. That was his response. Okay? This proves that Jay Inslee doesn't care about you. And the fact that he came over to visit an area that was being devastated by two wildfires. How many homes were lost? How many people's property were destroyed? We had a death in the Medical Lake fire. We had a death in the Elk fire. And Jay Inslee, for his stupid little photo op, grounds two helicopters so he can look cool. So he can look like, I care about you. Jay Inslee, you're on your way out. You're not running again. And for me and for most of my audience, just disappear. We have never liked you. We have never voted for you. You have actually destroyed our economy, our infrastructure. You've certainly destroyed our forests with your green energy plan where we're not allowed to log and take care of the natural forest, resulting in these massive fires. So yeah, this is your governor, ladies and gentlemen of Washington State, a man who will ground two helicopters when they could be out in the air, ensuring that they're pouring suppressant and water on your forest fires. Moving on from there, let's go ahead and talk about what everybody is talking about. Now, I know this is going to air on Tuesday or Monday or something like that, but right now it's Thursday. It's the day after the debates. And so I wanted to weigh in on my thoughts on all of this. Now, it was an interesting debate, and I think most people who watch this would give the win to Vivek Ramaswamy. I think I said that right. The guy owned it. The guy did a fantastic job. Now, he was attacked multiple times, but he just kept bouncing back. And some of the attacks were interesting. Nikki Haley, who's a globalist stooge, by the way, ambassador to the United Nations, and of course, she's not going to win anything, but she went after him for his foreign policy when he questioned sending money and said that as president, he would not continue to fund the Ukrainian war. Awesome. Good for him. That's what we need. DeSantis, to his credit, also said that, yes, he would stop funding the Ukrainian war. But Nikki Haley made sure to go after Vivek because he was clearly winning the debate. She said that he doesn't understand foreign policy. And in fact, every other person on this stage said that they would continue to support the Ukrainian war. Well, that alone right there should make it to where you don't want to vote for any of these individuals. I think the clear-cut losers in all of this, well, number one, Chris Christie, all right? That guy, who let the whale on the stage? That's what I want to know. Nobody likes this guy. His entire campaign, and Ramaswamy actually pointed this out, is one where he just attacks Trump constantly. It's his entire campaign. And he got booed massively, even in the Fox News studios. All right, Mike Pence just over there trying to retain his relevancy. I'm sorry, man. Nobody trusts you. Most patriots throughout these United States consider you a traitor, akin to Judas, if you will, or I can see his name and I can't say it. Benedict Arnold. Thank you, Pat. Yes, that's how most people view you, Mike Pence. It's time for you to just go away. I'm actually surprised a fly didn't land on his head during the debate. It's happened before. But then you have a couple other individuals. You're like, who? Why are you even on here? Asa Hutchinson? Seriously? And he's one of the other individuals, by the way. Chris Christie and Hutchinson were the two that said that they would not support President Trump if he was indeed the winner and was the Republican nominee. Every other individual said that they would. Now, when asked that question, Vivek, his hand shot right up. Boom, I'm supporting Trump. All right, and the other ones followed suit. DeSantis actually looked rather ridiculous in that he looked all around, looked at who was raising their hands, and then meekly kind of threw his hand up there. All right, and I get that DeSantis doesn't like Trump. I mean, if I was getting attacked by Trump the way that DeSantis is, I probably wouldn't like him very much either. But I'm trying to be fair and balanced, not you, Fox News, but I am trying to be fair in my description and my observations on this debate. So as and I'd love to hear from the audience, so please email me and let me know who you think won the debate. Now, it is rather interesting because you've got Trump, who snubbed Fox News, and rightfully so, I would have done as well. But he went on Tucker Carlson during the same time period. And Tucker Carlson interviewing Donald Trump was a very good interview, and I highly recommend most of the audience watches this. Now, I'm not going to release any clips or anything because I think you should just go to it yourself. But what I do want to point out is the numbers. Tucker Carlson interviewing Donald Trump got 170 million views. The Fox News debate got 24 million people to tune in. So what do you think? Who do you think is the clear-cut winner in this debate? Now, even though Donald Trump wasn't at Fox News, he was mentioned multiple times. Chris Christie, of course, went after him a number of times. Vivek said he was the best president in the 21st century. Okay, Nikki Haley went after Donald Trump and said that all of the spending was on him. Chris Christie, and this is probably the only point where I actually agree with Chris Christie, but he went after Donald Trump saying that Donald Trump said he could suspend the Constitution. Well, clearly I'm not going to agree with that. But the numbers, even in the Fox News debate, as people were doing searches, they're able to track that, by the way. And you can see a clear spike in Donald Trump over anyone else, even though he's not even there. Vivek was number two. DeSantis, I believe, was number three on that. But when polled by the American public after the fact on who won the debates, once again, Donald Trump's name was brought up. This was followed by Vivek, who most people agree won the debate for the person that was actually there, followed by a tie between Tim Scott and DeSantis. And why I find that interesting is because those are your more conservative candidates, right? Chris Christie got booed so much so that I think it was Brett Baier had to turn around and address the audience and say, hey, look, the more you boo, the less questions they get to answer. So can we just get through this? Nikki Haley was not popular at all. Mike Pence, Asa was not popular. So you can see that even without Donald Trump, the candidates that are surging forward are the ones that are engaging in conservative politics. So I would hope the Republican Party would take notice of this and that at the federal level, it can move downstream and we could see more conservative candidates coming forward at the state level and at the local level as well. And this is a call to actually all politicians out there. If you want to be successful, if you really want to represent most Americans, then it's time for you to be bold. It's time for you to be conservative, to conserve our Constitution, this great nation. That's what this debate and this interview, that's what this shows. So it's time to stop being moderate. It's time to stop attacking individuals who, whether the public views them as right or wrong, at least took a bold stand. That's what's popular. And even on the Democrat side of things, you can see Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is just surging in the polls because he's not afraid to take a bold stand against vaccines and against the Ukrainian war. The people are hungry for truth. And if you're an astute politician, you'll take notice and start speaking truth. Let's move on to the next couple things that I wanted to talk about here because I'm going to lose my mind again. Oh, wait. You know what? I forgot about Vivek because, once again, trying to point out, trying to be fair in all of this. Okay, Vivek is a political newcomer, and I love so much of this rhetoric. But unfortunately, in politics, rhetoric isn't enough. And so there was a point in time where Vivek actually almost quoted Barack Obama. He said, what's a skinny guy doing up here with a funny last name? Which is literally word for word what Barack Obama said during his famous speech that at most political pundits actually claim was his rise to fame. So what was this? Why are you quoting that? Is that, are you making kind of a chide remark towards Barack Obama? I mean, Chris Christie jumped all over it and pointed out that, yes, you're quoting the president that most of the people in the audience here really dislike. Well, Vivek did something great, though, I will say. Vivek actually pointed out that it was, why don't you come over here and hug me like you did Barack Obama? That was a great response. But are we getting played? And that's the question. I don't know. I'd leave that up to you to decide, audience. But definitely don't just fall prey to the shiny new toy. Do your research. Is this an individual that you trust? Is this an individual that you think could lead the nation? All right, now I can move on to, once again, vaccines. Hey, if we were still on YouTube and I talked about the voter elections and the vaccines, I'd be banned again. Luckily, I'm not on there anymore. But I got a couple of commercials that I want to play for our audience. Chris, go ahead and play the one with the blue skies and the red ribbon first for our audience. Because I want you to hear the propaganda that is now coming out from that very trusted company, Moderna. Go ahead, Chris.
This is a piece of string, a strand. Doesn't seem like much. Unless it's a strand of mRNA, the code of life inside every cell of your body, then it has the power to change everything. mRNA has already changed how we fight viruses. It has created medicines at unprecedented speed. mRNA could change how we stand up to multiple diseases. From the widespread to the extremely rare. It could even individualize how we approach cancer. One strand of mRNA could change life for the better. Everywhere. And the company that's getting us there, Moderna. This changes everything.
Well, doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? Right? Can you not see? I mean, this is a well-produced commercial. It's very well-produced. It's got the uplifting music. It's got images of people enjoying themselves, small children. Sign me up. Let me take this experimental mRNA. But let's play a second one, Chris, and get ready to pause a lot because I'm going to address this one wholeheartedly.
What could one strand of mRNA do? It could change the future of medicine.
Pause. Could it change the future of medicine? Yeah, we've already witnessed that. We already saw what you did to medicine. Medicine where before it was care for the patient. It was to do no harm. And then under the mRNA vaccine, what did we see? Well, suddenly anyone who rejected it, anyone who questioned it, became a pariah of the medical community. You were a danger to all of society, and you had to be forced into taking this vaccine. Keep playing.
It could change the lives of millions.
Pause. Yeah, it certainly did change the lives of millions, didn't it? How many of these individuals did we see who actually died from your experimental mRNA vaccine? How many people have been damaged for the rest of their lives because of your experimental mRNA vaccine. Please keep playing.
See what mRNA could do.
Pause. Moderna. See what it could do? I don't think so. I'm not going to be your guinea pig. I'm not going to be your science experiment. Never in my life will I ever allow for you to experiment on me or my children or any of the society that I can touch through my words, through my show. No, we're going to reject this. 100% Moderna. Keep playing it.
This changes everything.
There it is. A little 14-second commercial. This changes everything. It certainly does. It leads to a life of pain and death. It leads to a world where people are viewed with suspicion, where we can't engage with our neighbors, go to church and go to business, live the American dream. That's what your mRNA technology has done
to us.
What
could one strike?
That's what science, government, the experts have done to Americans, to the world. No, we're never going to accept this. We're not going to fall prey to your propaganda, no matter how snazzy your commercials are. I know I've used this platform many a times to address the vaccine issue, the pandemic issue. But as we see the world right now gearing up for COVID 2.0, I just want to remind you of what you gave up. The lives, your bodies, your economy, your security, your families, all of these things that you gave up for a farce so that you could become an experiment to this global elite who literally wants to kill you. So to the audience, they're gearing up for stage two. And you're already seeing story after story of bringing back masks. The pandemic is coming back to us. The next version of COVID is upon us, and it will kill millions. So get in line, put on your mask, accept the vaccine, accept the lockdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for you to be bold and to stand up and make sure that this never happens to us again. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and Constitution Party, empowering you to put faith into action. And with that, Church and State is out.
Welcome to the fire.